your letters. From last week, a correction. We mentioned the Goldbergs as the first television situation comedy, but Dave Berkman of Milwaukee wrote in to say the first TV sitcom was not the Goldbergs in 1949, as stated, but Mary Kay and Johnny, which debuted on the Dumont Network in 1947. Mr. Berkman is correct. The Dumont Network operated well into the 1950s. Our conversation 2 weeks ago about the book Not Till the Fat Lady Sings, the most dramatic sports finishes of all time, elicited a complaint from Robert Moore of someplace unknown. The conversation included only finishes from U.S. sports and an awful lot of baseball. Mr. Moore took exception. Wait a minute, he writes. Have you ever seen the ending of the 1966 World Soccer Cup? How about horse racing? Seabiscuit versus War Admiral? Not dramatic? Track and field. Hundreds of examples in cricket, motor racing, skiing, boxing, tennis, golf. I could go on. A couple of weeks ago, we commemorated an anniversary of Patti Page's rendition of the Tennessee Waltz. Bill Malone of Madison, Wisconsin, liked the idea, but reminded us that the real significance of the song and its recordings is that it was one of the first important crossovers in American popular music history. It anticipated the success that Hank Williams' songs had just a few years later. Its success meant that the music world was ready to take Nashville songwriters seriously and that the walls between musical styles were coming down. In Quincy, Massachusetts, Julie Leonard Freitas listened to our discussion 2 weeks ago about the role of religion in presidential politics. Those of us who practice a specific faith, Ms. Freitas wrote to us, would like our leaders, whether presidential or otherwise, to base their leadership decisions on some value system. Values may come from religion, they may not, but many of us feel that a leader can practice religion and use their morals as a guiding force for their decisions without imposing their beliefs on the rest of us. In our recent essay about atheism in America, I said that we were unable to find a musical creed for atheism in NPR Sound Library. And Lori Gaylor of the Freedom From Religion Foundation pointed us to
Dig a Duncan's in Fry, my thoughts freely flower. Dig a Duncan's in Fry, my thoughts give me power. No scholar can map them, no hunter can trap them, no man can deny. Dig a Duncan's in Fry.
Dig a Duncan's in Fry, a 16th century German song, and she donated Friendly Neighborhood Atheist, a double CD set of atheist tunes that is produced by her organization. We scan through it.
We got to fight the battle of church and state. Church and state. Church and state. We are e pluribus unum, not one nation under God. We will bow down to no master. We will kowtow to no lord. It's Sunday morning and I'm lying in bed. The church bells are echoing around in my head, but I won't get up. 'Cause my religion is to worship at the temple of the inner springs. Happy as can be, I'm your neighborhood atheist. Friendly as can be. Hi, I'm your neighborhood atheist.
Well, that's not exactly Cesar Frank. In fact, it's Dan Barker, Battle of Church and State, We the People, Sunday Morning Blues, and the title track, Friendly Neighborhood Atheist. We'd like to hear from you. Write to us, wesat@npr.org, and please tell us where you're writing from and how we should say your name.